Lieutenant Hornblower by C.S. Forrester. Read by Christian Rodzka. Chapter 1. Lieutenant William Bush came on board HMS Renown as she lay at anchor in the Hamoaze and reported himself to the officer of the watch, who was a tall and rather gangling individual with hollow cheeks and a melancholy cast of countenance, whose uniform looked as if it had been put on in the dark and not readjusted since. "Glad to have you aboard, sir," said the officer of the watch. "My name's Hornblower. The captain's ashore. First lieutenant went forward with a bosun 10 minutes ago."
"Thank you," said Bush.
He looked keenly round him at the infinity of activities which were making the ship ready for a long period of service in distant waters.
"Hey there! You at the stay tackles, handsomely! Handsomely! Belay!"
Hornblower was bellowing this over Bush's shoulder.
"Mr. Hobbs, keep an eye on what your men are doing there." "Aye, aye, sir," came a sulky reply. "Mr. Hobbs, lay aft here."
A paunchy individual with a thick grey pigtail came rolling aft to where Hornblower stood with Bush at the gangway. He blinked up at Hornblower with the sun in his eyes. The sunlight lit up the sprouting grey beard on his tiers of chins. "Mr. Hobbs," said Hornblower. He spoke quietly, but there was an intensity of spirit underlying his words that surprised Bush. "That powder's got to come aboard before nightfall, and you know it. So don't use that tone of voice when replying to an order. Answer cheerfully another time. How are you going to get the men to work if you sulk? Get forward and see to it." Hornblower was leaning a little forward.